There are distinct characteristics of the Neanderthal skull, which is shown most clearly in this comparison of a Cro-Magnon man and the La Chapelle aux Saints skull. And what you notice particularly is the skull of the Neanderthal is flatter, it's wider, although we're looking from the side. The Neanderthal also has an occipital bun, a bulge at the back of the skull, a thick brow ridge. They also have a sloping forehead and a weak chin. And this comparison shows a Neanderthal skull on the left and what's called an early modern on the right. Now, the interesting thing here is that they really do look quite a bit similar from this angle, although you notice the skull doesn't have as large an occipital bun. The brow ridge is a little smaller, and the skull is a little higher. Not a huge difference. And when the skull was first found, they thought that this descended from Neanderthals. And in particular, because it was first dated about 30,000 or 40,000 years, and so this fit in the time scale that this could be a Neanderthal descendant. However, it was redated at 90,000 years old, which meant it really couldn't be descended from Neanderthals, which were later in the time history. So this really set in motion trying to figure out, were Neanderthals closely related to humans, or were they a distinct species? And this slide shows it was done by Milford Wolpoff, who's at the University of Michigan, a very prominent anthropologist, and he's in favor of what's called the multi-regional view of man and evolution, which we'll talk about. But he pointed out that the early modern European skull in the middle is quite a bit more similar to the Neanderthal skull on the left, more so than a modern human skull, which is on the far right. The place of Neanderthal in human history has been very controversial, essentially from their first discovery. And it's interesting that the first Neanderthal was found in 1856, in the same time period as we were hearing about theologians who were compromising, starting to think about long periods of time, then Darwin's writing in 1859. So this discovery was at a key point in history. What did the Neanderthals do? They used fire, they made and used tools, including knives and scrapers. We have evidence that they hunted and trapped prey, and in particular that their diet was consisted of a lot of meat. Some have suggested they used jewelry and had jewelry. And there's been controversy over whether they have interbred with modern humans. There was one Neanderthal specimen that was found in Portugal. It was a child, and they said it had characteristics of Neanderthal and modern human, and this was evidence that they interbred. This wasn't met with complete agreement by researchers who focus on Neanderthals. But we do have evidence that Neanderthals cared for each other, because we see ones that had severe injuries that they would not have been able to survive if there were not people who were helping them and taking care of them and feeding them. We also know that Neanderthals buried their dead. There have been Neanderthals that have been found, a family that was buried, children and adults. In some cases, they're buried in a ritualistic fashion with the arms crossed. Some have been found with remains of pollen, with jewelry, things that suggest that there was some type of ritual at the burial. And it's important to note, humans are really the only ones who bury their dead.